Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Brad Young is going to weigh in on some stuff at the bottom of the hour. 97.1 Talk, chief legal analyst, partner with Harris, Young, and Kaiser. That's coming up here. I do have a couple of things that I want to touch on at 4 o'clock. I like to focus every once in a while on some musical passings. You do this sometimes in Sue's News, but somebody passed away today, and it's a name that most people would not know, but I guarantee you know the music very well. So I'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour as well. You know, one thing on the topic of Brad who's coming up, there was an interesting story today about AI and billable hours and how that affects lawyers. Have you ever gotten a bill from a lawyer with billable hours, Sue?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's a real fun thing to do. Phone call, 15 minutes, quarter hour. Wrote a note, 15 minutes, quarter hour, then you get your bill.
Wow.
But they're doing great work for us all, right? Brad, nothing against you.
Mm-mm.
Azra Nomani is here, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network, the founder of the Pearl Network. How are you, Azra? Welcome back. You're not an attorney, are you?
No.
Thank goodness,
right? I love
right?
them because you got to win in the court of law and win in the court of public opinion.
Well, they do come in handy sometime. There's no doubt about that. Look, I got a bunch of stuff to talk to you about, but let's kind of start with the National Guard shooter and what happened. And you think that there's a bit of a connection that might be emerging here that maybe some of the media is not on to. So tell me about that.
Yeah, I think this is really important because I think when you can understand how a tragedy happened, it's more effective trying to process the hurt too from it, because this has really devastated this long friendship that America has had with the soldiers and others that were in Afghanistan serving alongside the U.S. soldiers. So there's a lot of debate happening now, but I wanted to dive into it because I'm always curious about the path to radicalization. As many people might know, the man, Rehman Lakhanwal, who did the shooting, yelled Allahu Akbar right after the shooting. So how did that happen? And what I did is I dove into the community of his colleagues, the military and intelligence security forces that worked in Afghanistan that came with him, because it turned out that this was a punch to their gut also, many of them, and they spoke with the last standing Afghan general in Kabul right before the fall to the Taliban, and you know, he helped me get some understanding where the brother of Rahmanullah reported to the FBI that when his wife tried to call him and find out where he was at in the days before the shooting, he told her, "I'm with the Tablighis." And so that might not mean a lot to listeners, but that was an alarm bell for me when I heard that he'd reported that. And it was for the wife and then for the brother, who also had served in the Afghan forces with the U.S. military and CIA. And then, unfortunately, a couple days later, they learned the news that Rahmanullah had done the shooting. So the Tablighis are a missionary group that comes out of this Deobandi school of thought that ironically is the ideology that inspires the Taliban. And so what I wrote about in Fox News Digital was the idea that, and the reporting that his family has been concerned about, that that he ended up going to a mosque in the Seattle area,
right, up
in, you know, where he was living, and got indoctrinated and ended up on these missionary trips through the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest, Indianapolis, Chicago, Phoenix. They're reported in social worker, not social worker, but caseworker reports about him just running off. And that's something that the Tablighis do. They say that they're not violent and that they're against violence and extremism and terrorism, but they become a conveyor belt, and they have been a conveyor belt to many terrorists that we've had through our U.S. History.
So is this then, Azra, to say that maybe you're concerned that this is more than just like a lone gunman type of situation in the way that he was radicalized? Is there more, do you feel like there's more organization to it, or what's the concern?
Yeah, see, I've never bought that idea of the lone wolf, because while one man may pull a trigger, there's a poisonous ideology that he has absorbed that is a part of this network of extremist propaganda that has crossed borders for decades now through the U.S. into the U.S. and throughout our world. And that network needs to be held accountable also. But beyond that, what the FBI is investigating now, and what the family is investigating also, is he didn't have a job. I did the math. It costs about $350 minimum gas money alone. You're just like starving, and you haven't even bought a Big Mac, right? Along the way, and so who paid for that? Did he sleep in his car? What did he do? How did he get the gun? Also, he had very limited English. And there's a lot of, I have a list literally of 180 questions that I'm getting.
And you know what, candidly, is happening, and I think you know this, you know what's happening with this is, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to revisit this topic and talk about it a little bit. I was off almost all of last week. A lot of people in the media were, and a lot of people tuned out, right? A lot of people in this country, because of the holidays, they had their families in town.
Yeah.
And this is one of those stories that, you know, didn't get a lot of attention because of that, because when it was breaking and was happening, not as many. Look, it took me a couple of days to even hear about this because I was busy with my kids, et cetera. So in the aftermath and the way that the news cycle works so quickly with President Trump in particular, some of this stuff really does slip through the media cracks as well. So I'm glad that you're trying to shine some light on this.
Yeah. What's so important here is that this network is one that we must understand. A lot of people talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, and they understand that there is this Muslim Brotherhood network that encourages people to radicalization. And the Tablighi Jamaat network is well known to anybody from South Asia. But you won't believe this. I have watched them work since I was 10 years old here in the United States, because one of my cousins got converted into that network, and he didn't become violent, and he didn't become a terrorist or anything like that, but he became tyrannical in his own family. You know, it was a rigid interpretation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Of Islam that made him the boss, that got him to go back to our native India because he rejected the immorality of the West. And they create that antagonism, you know, and that and the wrong person going down that path of antagonism with America and Americans can end up with this kind of bloody and tragic result that we had on 17th Street Northwest.
Yeah.
I didn't miss this story because I'm from West Virginia, remember? And I've been here this past week, and is you know, sent the shockwaves through this little town here in West Virginia where the young woman was doing her duty in the National Guard from the West Virginia National Guard. Her last job was literally scooping ice cream at the creamery in her town. And so the Afghan military and intel folks that I've talked to are so ashamed that this has happened. And they have been fighting terrorists for 20 years. And so they're pissed off. And they're like, one of our guys became a terrorist. Like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
And they are, you know, and what's happened, if people might not know, is, you know, this has turned into a backlash against Afghans because you got to, you know, you're understandably angry and all that. But that's not going to solve the answer, because the ideologues, the propagandists, whoever indoctrinated him will slip back into the, you know, crack, right, into our corners of American society. And that's why I'm on the job, to figure out who they are. Was somebody sitting in the passenger seat next to him? Was it in the back seat? Did they send him money? Did they get him gas money?
Yeah, these are all good questions. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, we're not even talking about, you know, everybody moved on so quickly, and everyone's talking about the double tap and all that stuff, and these victims barely got any of attention in the aftermath of this. But thank you for doing it. Oswald, thanks for jumping on here with me this afternoon. If we don't speak here, have a great holiday. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.